Don't be scared. Come into my cave. Yeah. It's not much, but it's home. Thanks. I guess I do kind of have a certain aesthetic, don't I? Hunting. I got those skulls from hunting. I didn't tell you my family hunts. A little bit of everything. Deers. That one is pretty big. Bears? Yeah, it must have been a mutated one. They just remind me of home, so I put them up on the walls. I'm sorry if it's a little too creepy. I can take them down while you're here. I'm glad you like my spooky decor. Don't worry, I promise my bedroom decor is a little more... a little less... gory. Yeah. Got a little flustered when I mentioned my bedroom. What did you think I was inviting you over for then? After all, it is our third date. So that means if you're okay with I can maybe lead you by the hand and really give you the grand tour. You're cute. There's not much of the rest of the house to see. It's mostly just this. Yeah, it's a one bedroom. So the space is cozy. Nope, no roommate. We have the place all to ourselves. Ooh. Well, you like the sound of that? I had a really good time tonight. Can I convince you to stay? Twist your arm. Yeah. Let me just. I'm gonna turn the lights off, silly. You wanna see me? I'm shy. Why don't I just turn the light off? Oh, you're a sweetheart. Oh no, you're. It's okay. I just. Don't touch my hat! Sorry. My hair is really messed up. I guess you never have seen me without it. Just had a string of bad hair days in a row, you know? I really want you to mess up my hair, too. Okay, it's off. They're horns. No, they're not glued on. They're not fake. You're not grossed out by them? Oh, yeah, that totally makes sense that you're a little freaked out. But not grossed out? Well, that's good. I've had them since I was born. Do you want to sit down? Look, I really like you. If you couldn't tell, I actually haven't brought somebody back to my place in a long time. Like, a really long time. Not like a couple of years. Like a couple of centuries. Promise not to freak out. I know this is already pretty freaky, and what I just said obviously just weirded you out even more, but I promise I'm telling the truth. And I was gonna tell you eventually. But I figured we'd deal with it later. I don't know. I don't know how to have this conversation. What am I? I'm a... I can't remember the English word for it. But... I know that in the old tongue we were called Sakuba. It's a little derogatory, but I can't remember what the English word is. I know it's not that far, but... Succubus. Yeah, that's the one. Ah. How did I get here? I kind of retired. Yeah, I got tired of it. It's a fun job. Don't get me wrong. But I kind of got tired of, you know, just fucking. I'm discovering more and more I'm a little bit of a romantic. Like, with you. Oh, God, it's been so easy with you. I see your cute smile and I just light up. Wasn't like that on the job. I had to force myself to go through with it every time. So I told everybody I was gonna pack up and take a vacation on Earth for a few millennia. Try and find myself. It's been okay up here. And then I met you. And then it got really, really good. Yeah, that's why I wear the hat all the time. That's why I kind of more or less keep to myself. How are you taking all of this? You're being really calm. I can't really tell what you're thinking. I know it's a lot. You probably think I'm crazy. I mean, it's totally a red flag when your date has horns, right? You don't think so? Yeah, you can touch them. Are you sure? No, nothing will happen to you, just I'm surprised that you want to. Here you go. Well, it's been a while since somebody touched them. They're kind of ticklish. Cut it out. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Like I said, I did plan on telling you, just I was kind of hoping to wait until I don't know, a little later. I guess you would have eventually felt these even in the dark, huh? It's probably better this way. Do you want me to take you home? Or, I'm so silly. You can take yourself home, but can I at least walk you down? I guess it is still our third date, but are you really just gonna breeze past all that? I just kind of confirmed the existence of, like, demons and stuff for you. I just revealed that I'm not a human person, and you're just taking it in stride. Are you okay? Did you get hit on the head on the way up? I know my doorway's really low. You are an incredible person. I'm really glad that you don't care. expecting this to be super stressful. He made it really easy. Can I kiss you? I don't know, I just feel the need to... I just dropped a lot of information on you. I guess I just want to check to make sure it's still okay. Pull me onto your lap. Thanks. I kind of get sharper and I'm excited. Yeah. Be careful. There's a toxin in them. Nothing, it just makes you sleepy. Or, well, not sleepy exactly, but more suggestible. I didn't know you were kinky like that. I can try it on you someday if you want to. But this first time, I really want you here with me, if that's okay. Okay. Mind the fangs. I really want to push you down. Get on top of you and ride you until your eyes fall back. They kind of turn yellow. Sorry, is it scary? I don't want to scare you. Looks kind of sexy. Good. Would you like to look into them while I'm looking up at you from your cock, huh? My tongue going up and down. Tasting you. You can feel it when you reach into my shirt, can't you? My skin's really hot to the touch. Hotter than any human. Mm. Makes you shiver, doesn't it? I leave. As long, slow, hot kisses down your body. Cool them with my breath. Feeling my fangs just barely scratch down your skin. Do you trust me? I would never hurt you. I'd rather die. Okay. So can I suck your cock? Let's get these out of the way off. Fuck, it's beautiful. You are so beautiful. I know. I get longer when I get more aroused. I'll just lick you for now. Your hand in my hair, so shy. It's okay, you can grip hard. You can even grab my horns. They make for really good handles. Let me just carefully ease you into my mouth. Oh. grab onto my arms. Show me how fast you want me to go. I want to please you. Want to explode right here, don't you? Stay down here all night, but I really want to feel you inside me. Is that okay? Good thing I wore a skirt. You can't get me pregnant unless I let you. Little side effect of not being the same species. It used to literally be my job to fuck man's soul out of him, so it'd be kind of inconvenient if I had to worry about that every time, you know? Sorry, I hope I didn't kill the mood. I guess not. Yes, that does mean you can come inside me as much as you want. Slowly with you to enjoy it. To fully feel every inch of your cock. Sliding in and out of my pussy. I don't know why I still have a shirt on either. Why don't you tear off the buttons for me, huh? There you go. Much better. When I fall down over you like this, so that I can kiss you. Lie right on top of you. I feel really full. Really satisfied. Yes, I can bend over if you want me to. Found a new way to use my horns, have you? When you grab onto them like that, it does force me to press my ass up into your hips, doesn't it? Mm. Slowly easing your way back into my pussy. You're such a tease. You know I need more than that. Much better. I need all of your cock. Plus, bent back like this, I can look up into your eyes. Watch you lose control. You can watch my eyes get more and more golden, looking up at you, my skin getting hotter. My horns pulsing with life. My pussy squeezing around you so fucking tightly. Feeling yourself getting closer and closer to me, unable to do anything but let go. Completely inside this tight little pussy of mine. Ever since we might have been trying to hide what it was, it made me feel so comfortable. And now I just want to use every advantage of my kind to make you come again and again and again and again for as long as you let me. Just to feel your cock inside me a little longer. Shucks with you. So fucking good. Are you okay?
Sorry. Just panicked a little bit when you went slack. Hmm. Pretty good for a third date, I'd say. My secret's out now, I guess. It's never gonna be completely safe. I'm gonna have to teach you a few things to keep me in check. But I know that you and I, we can do it. Do you want that? Do you want to be with me? Even though I'm what I am. Are humans in favor of staying the night on the third date? Because I want to cuddle you for a while. And then... just how many times I can make you come like that again. Sound like a plan? Deal then. Mm-hmm.